Okay, so just before we start, is it okay for me to use the recording and your photograph on SCVS's website? Okay. So could you tell me the name of your organisation?
I run the organisation that now we are calling it Explore Languages. It used to be known as Hafez Persian School, and the reason that we changed the name is that we recently introduced a few other languages to our work, and that's why we choose Explore Languages. And we the main language and our main focus is Persian language, but from September 2013 we have started to have Arabic class, Polish and French and Spanish. The aim is to just provide this facility and opportunity for children who are living in the community to learn another language, which is for Persian is their mother tongue language, and other extra like Polish again or Arabic, but also for the community to have some mother language like French and Spanish. So it's added value to their work that the school are doing in the borough. We are targeting at the moment for these languages, we are targeting children between 4 and 11. But for Persian language, because we've been doing for many years, is from 4 to up to A level. So we are registered with OCR examination board, and they take the exam when they are ready for GCSE, AS and A level.
What's the impact that you feel that you have within the local community that you serve?
As I said, this opportunity is for these children, and it's added value to their work. And once they learn their mother tongue languages, they can communicate with their parents, with their their families. When they go to their countries, they feel more confident. And it's another language they learn, and they can network to each other. They feel not like isolated in the bigger community. And when they come here, they are very happy. They know, they see other their friends from their own community. So it's a feeling like home.
Yeah. And what does it feel like being a small charity in Sutton?
Being a small charity is, being available to the people who are from like Polish or like Persian. They know there is somewhere to go if they have any like concern, or if they have anything, if they need any information or anything that it is in their mind, they know where to go and who to contact. So that satisfaction gives me a little hope, and gives me energy to work with them more. And it's a good opportunity for them to have this charity, or let's say small organization in the borough, so people can approach you for anything, not only language, any problem or anything that they like, they can get information from us.
That's great. Thank you.